Beginning of the world of cross country, Class 3A and 4A state qualifying meets took place yesterday out at Hartridge, hosted by West Delaware. It was Marion, Solon, and Clear Creek Amana, the top three teams on the boys' side. They advance on to the state meet next Friday in Fort Dodge, as well as 15 individuals, including the top runner Jedediah Osgood. The senior from Marion ran a 15:33. Top runner for the West Delaware Hawks, sophomore Jace Turnus, he finished 36th with a 17:52. Ethan Callahan, a sophomore from Independence, was 70th with a 19:38. On the girls' side, Solon, Clear Creek Amana, and Clear Lake, 1-2-3. Kayla Young was the senior winner from Solon with an 18:32, a new course record, as she breaks the 18:57 time set by Lily Horst of Vinton Shelsburg back in 2015. Top runner from Independence was sophomore Reagan Ressler, 48th place showing, a 21:51. Brooke Lewin, the senior from West Delaware, was 51st with a 21:58. The Western Dubuque Bobcat boys fared very well down at their state qualifier in Washington. The Bobcats advance on to the state tournament as a team, as Isaiah Hammeran won it individually. Quentin Nauman was 4th, Derek Fangman 8th, and Drew Meyer came in 11th. Class 1A and 2A teams take the stage today for state qualifying meets in cross country. Cascade will host at the Fillmore Fairways. Besides the host Cougars, two other coverage area teams there, Maquoketa Valley and Edco. In Eldora, South Hardin, the host, North Lynn and East Buchanan will be there. In Class 2A, Monticello hosting on the school grounds, as Beckman is at that site. In Owine, Anamosa and Starmont will travel there. 4 o'clock start times for all of those Class 1A and 2A state qualifying meets today. Postseason volleyball play continued last night with regional semifinals in Class 3A. Monticello had their season ended by Dubuque Wallert. Panthers bow out at 23-11 after a 3-1 loss to the Golden Eagles. In Class 2A, it was East Buchanan falling to Sumner Fred 3-0. Cascade lost to Wapsie Valley 3-0. Beckman a win over Northeast 3-0. In Class 1A, Edco prevailed over North Lynn, coming back after a 2-0 deficit to beat the Lynx 3-2. That was the sixth match in the series in a row that went five sets. Edco advances on to play at North Cedar on Monday, as the Knights took care of Elkader Central last night 3-0 at home. Class 4A and 5A volleyball resumes tonight for the West Delaware Hawks. They will start their postseason journey as they'll take on the River Queens of Clinton inside Seedorf Gymnasium. 7 o'clock, the first serve around 6:45. Our coverage here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com and the KMCH app. Also at KMCH.com on the KMCH Sports video stream. Joan Salo and I will have all the action from West Delaware High School tonight, as the Hawks, a sixth-ranked team, 29-13, and Clinton unranked at 11-14. Elsewhere tonight, two other coverage teams in action in Class 4A, Western Dubuque, home in Epworth to Webster City, and Independence will travel down to Tiffin to take on Clear Creek Amana. The winner of that one will take on the winner of the West Delaware match in a regional final coming up on Tuesday night. Iowa Hawkeye football news now. Senior linebacker Jack Campbell and junior punter Torrey Taylor have been named to multiple midseason All-American teams. Campbell was named on All-American team selected by The Athletic, ESPN.com, SportingNews.com, and CBSSports.com. Both The Athletic and CBSSports.com named Taylor to their midseason teams as well. The Hawkeyes at 3-3 overall, 1-2 in the conference, will travel to Columbus, Ohio on Friday for a Saturday 11:05 kickoff, as the Buckeyes are 6-0 overall and 3-0 in the Big Ten Conference. 9 o'clock, the pregame coming up on Saturday morning right here from KMCH Sports. That game will be televised on the Fox Network. Major League Baseball playoffs. Game 1 of the ALCS goes to the Houston Astros 4-2 in a dominating performance by Justin Verlander last night, as game number 2 will come up tonight, 6:37, Iowa first pitch. San Diego beat Philadelphia in the NLCS game 2, 8-5. They'll have an off travel day today. That series will resume tomorrow. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Thursday afternoon. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.